This is Do The Spray FM, an African radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's edition of African Youth Parliament. It's always a pleasure to be on today's show. Here on African Youth Parliament, we discuss things that people don't want to talk about. We talk about the life of Africa, life in Africa. We talk about everything Africa. A very big thanks to Do The Spray from the first and only truly Pan-African radio for this wonderful opportunity. It is with Do The Spray FM that we can be on this show to talk about, to debate, to have conversations that are very, very tactical and mind-blowing about Africa and how it is, and how everything is gone. So I welcome everybody to this show. I say a very big thank you. To those who have listened to us via Do The Spray Media House on Do The Spray FM, we say a very big thank you. Without you, we won't be here. To those of us watching us on YouTube right now, we say a very big thank you to you. We appreciate you so much. And to those of you watching us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, wherever you are, we say a very big thank you. We really appreciate you. Yeah, today we'll be having a very wonderful topic. I won't forget to tell you today. Yeah, I am your honorable host, Damine. It is always a pleasure to be here. It is always a pleasure to be here to talk about Africa. Africa is our motherland. Africa makes me proud. And I know it does make you proud, so that is why you are here today. So today I'm happy to say we have very wonderful people in the house. Bajoke Ade, we say a very big welcome to you. Welcome, it is very good to have in the house. And to Ojo Oyinlola, we say a very big welcome to. It is good to have in the house today. Yeah. Today we're having a conversation. A conversation we started last week about women. You know, the women in Africa, we are special. They are special and wonderful. We asked a question, and that ask like a very important question, that is, who is a woman? Who are these women? And the question, you know, we looked at it from every possible angle for that day. And so extensively now, you know, you can't answer a woman without telling us what a woman does. Many people have misinterpreted women. Is woman, is a woman just defined by a child bearing responsibility? We can't even put that responsibility. We can't say it's a responsibility, it's an ability. They are the only ones with that gift, the ability, with the grace to bear children. You know, I was reading about facts about women. Women, they have the power, the ability to withhold, to endure pain 9 times a man. A man, they are the ones, no, childbearing is the second most painful experience in the world. The first is getting burnt alive. That is still the most painful experience known to man yet. I don't know what kind of thing you want to use, any other thing. As long as it is fire, man doesn't feel any more pain. That is why people have been trending with fire. They know fire scares everybody, even animals inclusively. So the second most painful experience is only experienced by women. And those are our women. Yes, childbearing. Nobody can endure childbearing like a woman can. They say if a man should endure childbearing, he might die before, you know, before getting to half of the stage, half of the process, he might be gone. He might just die. His body is not programmed to withstand that particular kind of pain. So that is childbearing. So, and it's something that is very fascinating. So, in fact, women can feel 9 times we can, like, if you tap a man, just a tap, he feels it. But the same way you tap a man, tap a woman the same way, she will feel it more. She will feel it 9 times a man can feel it, yet she can still endure the pain 9 times a man can endure. So they are just super women. So being a woman is not just about, it's not just a thing, it's not ordinary. It is a magical power. It is magical to be a woman. But now we have women, like there are qualities that still make a woman to be called a woman. There are reasons why we can call women. The reason why we are bringing this topic forward is because the men have been talking and they've been saying we have less women. We have females everywhere, but we now have less women because now, apart from childbearing, the gift, ability to bear children, the ability, you know, the body, the physiology, we now lack those qualities of power, the mental capability, that mental prowess, that mental strength, that intelligence, that emotional intelligence. Women have emotional intelligence. They are superior to men in terms of emotional intelligence. Actually, that's just how it is. In fact, women have the ability to see areas of issues where men can't see. They can settle in. They are more, they can, you know, though they might be less analytical, but they are more understanding. And that is just how women are. Women can see things from every direction possible. So now, who is a woman once again? We've talked about it. We've said it, you know. Many people can define women by biology. Some define women by psychology. Some just by mere philosophy. But now I want to define women by quality. And that quality is what we've been looking for. The problem now is women are now, we don't know, we can't recognize women by responsibility anymore. There's a particular vacuum in the society that only a woman can fill, that only our women can fill. But this vacuum now is becoming empty because the women are beginning to say no, that this is not what they can feel. So that is from the perspective of the men, of course. Men are beginning to say that, I know, the women are already saying they can't do this, they can't do that, that's not who they are, this is not who they are. So there are many aspects. In fact, now women are beginning to debate the fact of who should take care of the child. So women just say their own duty is to just give birth. After giving birth, that is all. The man can look for another way to take care of his child. Then we now have issues of women telling their husbands to look for a surrogate mother. They said they do not want to birth a child because of the psychological change and physiological change and biological change that will happen in their body, even the mental change. They said childbearing is too much. That don't worry, I love you, I will marry you, but don't worry, I can't give birth for you. Just look for someone else who will have your child, who will birth your child, who will carry the pregnancy. And the man is like, okay, if you can't have my child, then why am I marrying you? You know, then we still have issues of, they are telling men that, okay, don't worry, I'll have this child, but you will take care of the child. I can't birth a child anymore. It will affect my career. And these are many questions like, okay, that is it not, I would like to use the word, your responsibility to take care of this child. And that is why you can never, I can't take care of the child the way you can. The women have hormones in their body that is just for this. They can understand the child. In fact, I've heard of things like this. Thank God we have a woman in there. I was like, when a child is crying, the mother can know, even if she's not there. The mother might be in the market or somewhere else, and the child is crying at home. The woman will know. She can just sense it. The woman and the child, they have a special connection because as long as the child has started living, the child has known his mother. They've been communicating. The child has been feeding from his mother's body or her mother's body. In fact, the cells of the child will always be left in the body of the woman. Even after childbirth, some cells are left there. So the child never leaves the mother no matter what. The connection is just so strong. If you ask majority of children, who do you love more, your father or your mother? Their first answer is always the mother. And like majority, you know, we know that is the truth. So this is how it is. But now women do not even want to associate themselves with either taking care of their children or even supporting their husband. Yes, we have women who love career. But what about the home? It is not the home versus career. Women can be more than just being a wife. You are not here to just be a wife. But yes, what about negligence of your family? Are the societal rules being bent? Are they being changed? Should they be changed? What do we do? So that is why we've come today. In Africa, what are the responsibilities of our women actually? What can we do about this responsibility? So we like to call the women. They have the more power here to discuss this topic. So the woman in the house, we have Ajoke Ade. So Ajoke Ade, please. Last week you thrilled us. And this week, we know he will even do something greater. Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. Let's have you on the mic.
Yeah, I thank everybody for being here today. It's a great day, and we are happy, excited, Today, I'm not going to be antagonistic like I was the previous edition because last week I told the House that the current crop of men, they have no right. They have no moral justification to request for a woman. So having understood that, and having proven beyond reasonable doubt that the men, they are not strong enough, man enough presently to request for that woman who will be almighty, let us check out that superwoman that the world wants, that a typical African man wants, but he may never get. The truth of the matter, in quote, the fact is, we get disappointed in marriage because we expect too much. Unrealistic expectations end up bringing us down, making us sad when we do not get what we envisage. Societal roles. The current society just wants a woman to be seen and not be heard. The African society. Let's check out from politics to religion. Thank God for Isheshe that does not discriminate against me. But I know we've got women who are practicing Islam, who are practicing Christianity. You know, even when it comes to maybe the Bar Association, the Doctors Association, you would always see that women are always maligned. Even women organizations are being chaired by men. So society-wise, the typical African woman doesn't really have a role. So is jobless, and then you now want her to be responsible just to train the next generation of men. That woman will not be able to achieve that. A girl child trained today will become a better woman tomorrow and inadvertently a better mother. When you spoke about the connection between the mother and the child, last 2 weeks, I went to do a bit of advocacy for the YGY Gari we put on sales. Whoa, the Gari is finished today. In fact, thank God the last person that bought wasn't actually a Yoruba person, but the person resides in Lagos, and I'm excited about that. The Pan-Africanism. So for 3 4 weeks we've been advertising. I am glad that the Yoruba Global Youth, we've been able to feed beyond the shores of the Yoruba land. Great one. More projects are coming in. Those who are interested in Pigri, they can contact us. The Yoruba youth are also doing that right now. And we'll be expanding to fishery and every other thing. Let's feed Africa. So we're talking about African women. Yeah, I went on advocacy to speak with one of our big daddies. Okay, we have this, we have that. You shouldn't link me up. While we were there, rain started, and then my son was home. He was sleeping. So I went with one of the teenagers that I'm mentoring. So as we were going back, you know, it's about a few blocks to the office. I just knew that my son was crying. And I said, goodness, run, take the key, run. You would see that my son is already crying. So goodness was looking at me. I was like, ah, but we are here together. And I said, yes, I know he's crying. And by the time goodness got home, you know, I couldn't run like she would do. Goodness said, She met him, you know, like tears all over his face. How did I know? I cannot say. But it is just natural. So when I got home, my son, you know, allegedly told me that, Mama, you made me cry, that I looked for you. He was sleeping by the time I left. So I just like, okay, just a few blocks. We didn't lock the door so he could move around. So, but you know, I knew this was just 2 weeks ago. I didn't say any prayers. I didn't say anything. I just knew. And I've always known. Even if he's in school and he gets injured, I will know. And I'm going to call my husband to go check him. Because I might react in a way that, you know, the way I can react, I know myself. So most times there are issues like that. Just say, okay, Mr. Arab, please go check this out. And he will get there. It will be so. This is that, okay? And the other way of the bond is, you know, when you are pregnant, the uterus expand, and many of us have stretch marks. I remember that as a child, I used to love my mommy's stomach, like that tummy. I would just be touching it, and I'll say, Mom, why is it that you got this? Why is that your navel goes inside? How come? So, like with every childbirth, the navel goes inside. So if your mom's got about 10 children, it's going to go inside 10 times. So I said, why is it so depressed? That's the word, depression, that it went inside. And my mom said, Ishayin on your English. Like we were the one that caused it. Do you know that? The same way I love my mommy's stomach, I don't know about everybody here. My son loves my stomach. Like he can kiss the stomach at least once in 2 days. That stomach with the stretch mark, the bond between the mother and the child cannot be fathomed. But in it, we have to tell ourselves, this simple truth that is staring us in the face, the current society does not give a woman the right to be a mother. It is quite sad, but it is our. So we got a caregiver for my son who would take care of him from 5:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. So I went through this. So I'm telling you now, I'm at home. I work from home. You know, I build my businesses. Now I know how to manage. But there was a time I couldn't do that. The society did not give me the opportunity to survive as an African woman. So we cannot blame. There are some women who will go through that cycle for the next 20 years of their career. Would we say they have failed as mothers? My answer is no, because their reality differs. My son, 6 weeks, 6 weeks, because I was only given 6 weeks maternity. Although there was a creche where I was working, and I have access to my son, but the stress of taking him from where I was living to my office, my mental, cognitive, because I was a bit depressed after childbirth. Who do I tell that to? Except my husband. If I do not have a man that understood, because every morning I wake him up, I say, Ralph, I'm not normal. So I think he wasn't more mature. He wouldn't understand. And these are the points and moments when marriages get destroyed, expectations get, you know, trashed. You are looking at a woman, she will change. You are looking at a man, she's gonna change too. But this change catch up with women faster than men. It is just biological. So right now, some ladies might have read about postpartum depression. I had a woman who is currently undergoing treatment at the psychiatry, Arrow. She got that postpartum depression when she gave birth to the fourth child. It became worse. She went mental, you know, and nobody took care of her. They labeled her as a jet. That she was his witchcraft. And before you knew it, till now, she's still undergoing management. But those of us who knew the story knew what happened. But the husband wasn't there. The husband went to marry another woman. And that was it. African men does not give a woman the support she needs when going through this problem. It is a problem because I've been through it. My husband was with me when I gave birth to my son. He was there in the labor room. It's quite unique because most African men were never there. My husband saw everything. And that is one of those things that was okay. Maybe I was lucky. I went through it all. In fact, for the first 3 months of my son's life, my husband waited for him because I wasn't psychologically stable to handle a child. I wasn't physically strong to handle the child. 6 weeks I dropped him. I had not recovered. I was working from 6 to 6, get home, pick him up, breastfeeding all through the night to be able to make up for the mixed feeding, because it was mixed feeding that we did. This is my reality as an African woman who is also a Caribbean woman. So if you now say you want that woman, can we have that man too? No. But as a woman, you are listening to me, you have your societal roles in nation building. Your responsibility is not limited to the kitchen, but you would always cater for your children's meal. A woman, a mother, we cater for the children's meal. You might not cater for that man's meal if the man is not supporting you. You see, it's a two-edged sword today, because you cannot have 10 babies in the house and the 11th baby will now be your husband. The men want babies. They want mothers. They want a mother when they land about. When they have 10 girlfriends, they want you to think like their mother. When they want to be fed at home, they want you, you know, they just want you to be the mother. And then when they felt like, oh, it's been a while, we check you out, they want you to be the wife. When it's time to take care of the children, they want you, you know, they have these preset views based on African mindset. But dear man, dear current man, I am so happy to disappoint you that you're not going to get that woman. She might pretend, but you thinking you'll get that woman that will be your nanny, that will be your cook, that will be your cleaner, that will be your maid, that will be your harlot, that will be everything, and we help you to still manage your wealth, you won't get it. We all have our flaws. Like, I am strong, intelligent wise, but I am not strong. Today, in my house, I have not swept. So if you want to use sweeping as the yardstick for my motherhood, today I have failed. But will I tell you? You can tell me I've failed, because there are other things, other areas I am stronger. Like today, I've been working since about 4:15 a.m. and I am still working till now. How many women will be able to do that? I've been working more than 12 hours today. So you cannot have it all. That's why I will never tell you I am perfect. Like, I've not swept today, and I'm not likely to sweep today. Like, I am not likely to do it. Because after leaving the studio now, I am going to class. I have a class, and I have about 2-3 classes that I'm going to My lecturers are waiting. I got to study to develop myself. So this is me. The whole thing is that El Dorado woman you are looking for, you know, that maybe Havila woman you are looking for, you may never get that woman. But the one you have, please let us manage each other. Thank you.
Okay. I hope you can hear me now. Okay, thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. In fact, you have said it all. You know, the area of concern now and understanding, in fact, yes, women are doing so much. You know, I guess the reason why people feel like women should not even meddle in politics and all those things, and usually, I know I won't say participate, sorry, wrong use of word. Participate in politics or work too hard, or you know, I believe it is stress. The woman is going through enough already. You know what you just said now, woman number one, am alone, you know, and every month, in case I'm just saying this, like, did you know that women menstruate? Like men out there, if you can hear me, did you know this thing happens every month? Jesus Christ. You know, we just know it's biological, like, you know, I'll be in a menstruate. But one day I sat myself down and I started thinking, oh, okay, please, I don't know if.
Oh, yes, I don't want you to emotionally blackmail us. The same way a woman menstruates, the same way a man wakes up every morning carrying wood. I cannot imagine. There was a day my husband came home and he just told me that he experienced something very annoying today. We speak. And my husband said, rain fell. It was on a public transport. And this lady was practically rubbing her breast on him. My husband was so annoyed. And he was just saying that immediately his body began to change in a public transport. So we have all this. Don't just blackmail a woman. We menstruate and so what? In Kenya, there was a woman in the house, in the parliament, that went without sanitary towel. And then she used it to protest because of the way the world stereotype women. Our religion stereotype women. So what? It does not reduce my mental capability. Do you even know that? Keeping a woman at home makes them more depressed when they are rearing children. I use the word rearing children intentionally because obviously African men are looking for goats to rear their children. So if you keep a woman at home, I was able to come out of my own postpartum depression because I was working. I engaged my brain. That was even when I went for Python programming. You know, I went, you know, I was engaged outside the home. There were times I would just look at the child and I cannot even carry the child. If I did not have support, if the man said that, okay, and I will tell you, my husband leaves home sometimes 6 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning. But during my challenge, he had to wait to pick that child, drop the child with the caregiver, ensure that the nanny, anytime the caregiver is to take care of the child in our apartment, my husband's going to be there. He's not going to go. Okay, it even begins with the pregnancy. My husband attended every antenatal with me. How many men can do that? Even with that support I had, I still went through postnatal depression. So most women, you don't know what they do to your kid when you're not there. I've seen a woman, you know, beat under one-year-old child. And you just say it's your dad that caused this. It was your, and I had to snatch one of my subordinates then. I had to snatch the boy from my hand. I said, what's the problem? Apparently, the man battered her in the morning before she left for work. And she didn't know who, she just went mad at that moment. Before I now spoke to her, and I knew that Unoko Moroso, she herself had issues. And I told her, you need to get engaged mentally. You're already being deranged. And then, you know, women go through a lot. But don't stereotype us. You don't really know what it means to menstruate. Yes, we menstruate. And so what? Men go through wet dreams too during puberty, biologically. Every morning they wake up. I can't imagine going through that too. You know, when a woman touches them, there's a way their body reacts faster than a lady is likely to react. So there are some things that we should know. Okay, should I say because men are sexually highly tempted, they should not have female secretaries. So women are better managers. So why can't they manage the society? Go and check the countries. When during COVID-19, the first set of nations that overcame the lockdown, they were countries led by women. So I would just say that let's not stereotype women. The bodily functions, psychological functions are different, but you cannot. I overcame my own postnatal depression because I was working, and go and ask other women. They go through it. So when you keep them at home, they will not even have the flesh to have their bath. They will not even be able to do anything. But if the woman can go out, come back, she sees another view, she's better. I don't know. That's why most women, they end up battering their children. Most of us, we know how many times our mommy slapped us. And we can count how many times our daddy slapped us. Because our mothers tend to transfer this aggression on us. Well, but let's not stereotype women. A man cannot understand what we go through. And they should not use it to judge us. There have been women who go through hard menstrual cycles without them. And they still function. So if they can function, fine. But if they cannot function, they will be the judge. A man should not say, oh, because I felt you will be good here. No, it's not right. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Ma. Thank you very much, Ajokade. But actually, I was just saying it in support of the women. You know, women go through a lot. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, for the fact that they menstruate every month is enough reason for them not to work. Because number one, now before menstruation, they have something.
Honorable speaker, that's still like a blackmail.
Really?
Let's not stereotype our women. Like saying that is derogatory. Like, you think you are supporting a woman. It's just like saying because a woman is compassionate, somebody should rape her, she should not report because women are compassionate. Please, if you can even do more than report, if a man beats you, ensure that you leave a scar, that man will remember. Say, oh, my bro, quit more on you. So like, you should not say because a woman is compassionate, she should not. Like it's stereotypical. When you use such languages and say, okay, because I menstruate, you are supporting me. No. Like, you shouldn't even go there. Because I would not say because you wake up with this and I would not even go there. So it shouldn't be discussed. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right, man. No problem. Thank you very much. Okay, quickly, let me use this opportunity to welcome our speaker in the house, Ileri Oluwa Adebisi. It is a pleasure to have you in the house today. Thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure. And yeah, let's not forget what we're having today is societal role of African women. Yes, our women are very special, but okay. Okay, so we will be having the next speaker now speak because we can see that it is ticking, and that is Ojoinlola. You know, we've had a lot of things today, like Ajokade has explained many things about women. Women still don't want us. Is it that? I don't even understand. Should we care? Should we not care? Should we allow women to work? Should we not allow them to work? From my own point of perspective, women are, you know, trying, of course. You know, childbirth, childbearing, taking care of the child, taking care of the house, holding together the family. It's so much, but yeah, women need to also do what they came here for. They have more potentials than just that. There's no limits to what a woman can do. We are not underrating our women. I would like to say that clearly too. But also, Ojoinlola, your own perspective too. So what do you think? What is the societal role of a woman, of an African woman? Thank you very much. Let's hear from you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Host. And thank you very much, Dudu Spirit FM, the first and only Pan-African radio. Yes, about this topic. My own first, the first thing I would say is my own definition of a woman. I can say a woman is a person who has the quality of a woman. Let me put it that way. Many people call themselves women, women, women. I am a woman, I'm a woman, but they are really not. They don't even have the qualities of a woman. They don't have what it takes to become a woman. You being just a gender, female, a female gender doesn't make you a woman. Okay. The duties of a woman now, I can start with this. As a woman, you must be able to take care of your own household. What do I mean by this? As a woman now, you hear a lot of things whereby they'll be talking about surrogate mother. Surrogate mother, you want your husband, just like what the honorable speaker said, you want your husband to get a surrogate woman, surrogate mother so that he can, that one can go through the pains, give it to the child. It's, to me, it is actually trash. Because as a woman, you need to give birth to a child, to your child biologically. First of all, now, how can you pray for that child now? You can't even say that. You're about to normally say something now that, I don't know if other tribes do that as well. When it is another person that give birth to your child, now there is a particular technology called Ectolife whereby you can produce a child without machine. I can say people that can't give birth anymore, or very sick people that they don't even have the ability can use such a machine. But as an elderly woman now, you should not be saying you want to use a machine to produce your child. It is actually a total disconnection between you and the child. I don't even think the child is your son or your daughter as well at all. When you yourself can't even give birth to your child. As a woman, you need to give birth to your child naturally first. You need to go through the pains. It is a biological law already. You need to go through the pains, give birth to your own child, back your child, take care of your child in the appropriate way, give your child the best care and education, giving your children the time they need, the care they need, the utmost care, everything they need. It is actually a very big role of a woman. Many, like now, if you ask a lot of children, most children will tell you that I love my mom more than my dad. It's not that they don't love their dad, they love their dad, but there's a very strong connection between a woman and a child. Because the woman goes through a lot of things. Just the baby spending months in her stomach, a placenta feeding the baby, and she breastfeeding the baby and other things. It creates a very strong bond between the woman and her offspring. So like I said, the first quality, the first duty of a woman, she needs to give a very good care to her own home, to her own family. Even a woman, she needs to respect her husband. She needs to respect her husband and respect the culture of other people. Respect the dignity of other people. You understand? And the honorable speaker said something that the labor of a woman over the child is too much. Yes, it's very too much. I've witnessed many occasions. You see a woman, she can be eating, maybe taking breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And the next day, the child will just mess up. Maybe the child will just defecate. Why she was eating? She will need to leave her food. Clean the child, then go back to it. Women are really doing something. I commend all you women in the world. That is the good women that are not lazy, because this is not really me. Do I am like this? I'm a teacher at school like this. Hey, all those small children, if they defecate, but it really irritates me. So they'll be like, so you want to tell me that you cannot wash the bum bum of your own child? I say, no, it's my wife that will do that. I cannot do it. I'm like, women are really trying, really trying. Just to be taking care of their child when their child just defecates. Sometimes the child will defecate and be vomiting at the same time, and they will still need to leave whatever they are doing. They won't even have time for their own self. They need to take care of the child. So he was saying that because it's really hard for the mother to take care of the child. Like, does she really need to work? Because it must be the wife that will take care of the children. But me, I feel as a woman, apart from me taking care of your children, you also need to work. Everyone in this life has aim and objectives. We all have what we want to achieve. So as a woman, now you want to achieve this, you want to achieve that. If you don't work towards it, there's no way you can achieve it. So while you're taking care of your child, giving them attention, you also need to work hard as a woman. You don't need to rely totally on a man before you can survive as a woman, as a woman of courage, as a woman of dignity. You don't really need to rely. Many women are out there. Many, 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 many women are out there. They can't do anything without their husband. Without your boyfriend, without him, they can't do anything. He needs to do everything by daddy wa. Although it is the duty of the husband. But what if your husband is in a very tough situation? He needs you You can assist him. You can be there for him in everything. So as a good woman as well, you need to work hard. You must not be lazy. It is your duty to take care of the children. Yes. But the man is also doing a lot of things. It's not easy to be a man as well. It's really not easy. He's the one taking care of the family, doing a lot of things. So it is all, a woman also needs to depend on herself. She needs to work hard as well in order to become successful, to achieve her dreams. So I can say the duties of a good woman, she needs to care for her own family, her own home. She needs to respect others' dignity. She needs to become a woman of courage, a woman of dignity, and not just a woman by title. She needs to prove it that truly I am a good woman. I am a good woman, not just a woman by title. You understand? And she needs to show a lot of examples to other women. You see many women out there. A woman now, a woman that has even given birth to just the way she will dress, and you'll be like, ah, this woman is married. How will a married woman be dressing like this now? It is totally wrong. It is totally wrong for even your child to be seeing your body like this. It's too wrong. And if you are dressing like this, what do you think your children will do? My mom normally say, well, that if you are not disciplined, your children will not be disciplined. If the woman is not disciplined, the child can't be disciplined, because training the child actually, it really depends on the woman. This is really the woman that takes care of the children. If the woman is not disciplined, the children cannot be disciplined. She needs to show the children a way that this is what to do. This is how you do it. She needs to put the children through. So, as a woman, excuse me, I just have some cold actually. You need to pave way for your children. You need to show them examples of many things. So you need to be very disciplined as well. So thank you very much, Honorable Hussein. Thank you very much, Your Spirit FM, the first and only Pan-African radio, for giving me this opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much, Ojuinola. It's always a pleasure to have you in the house. It's a pleasure to hear you speak as well. Okay. Yeah, I can see that Ajoke Ade is on this race. Yes, so we're going to have Ajoke Ade then. Ileri Oluwa, Cypher, Adebisi, you're the next on the line. So after Ajoke Ade, you can go next. Okay. So, Ajoke Ade, please, it's over to you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I just want to thank everybody, at least. I'm beginning to see what men think and probably expect. Biologically, a few of scientists that women have, you know, spoken that it's as if we are of different species. Let me not go that way. But the reality on ground today is the African man seems to be looking for a woman that will do everything. The expected roles of women are felt out. And the men, it's just that we are working. You know? So what work are you doing? You go to work, I go to work. What else? You earn money, I earn money. The society, if you see women and men at the same level, if not for the crop of women that are raising awareness, you see that men are paid more than women, sometimes almost for the same role, because the men are likely to do some physical activities, which a woman will end up complementing with the mental and managerial skills. We cannot be taken out of the whole show. And I just want to plead with Ojo Inlola that he should begin to learn how to actually clean up a child. Your wife will not do it. It is not your wife's duty to clean up the child. If you feel like you cannot clean up a child, then don't give birth to one in this age. Because that's the first disappointment you're going to face. Many homes get destroyed because of that stereotypical mentality in this age. And most men that speak like that, by the time they leave the shores of Nigeria or Africa, they now went to Tambalo, Hassa, or Katakon. They will even want to go my see Kini, Wamatilo. So I would just plead that let us be open. The child poo. So what? What's big deal then? Don't you even poo as an adult? Won't you clean up yourself? So if your wife is there, she wakes up in the morning, and thank God for these children. They will poo poo at the time when somebody is busy. So maybe your wife is cooking, your child now poo. You now say your wife should leave the cooking to go clean up the child, to go back. You have seen men who does that. And I don't smile at them. I see the women as well. They have carried themselves that way. But you saying that it's the duty of your wife. It's not your wife's duty. That was even why I raised my hand. The child we have today, we must not be stereotypical in raising them. You must be able, the children of nowadays, you must be able to balance the equation. Because the world they are going to is a neutral world where there is no gender. Artificial womb innovation is almost here, staring us in the face. So the moment we have artificial womb, women will now begin to donate their eggs, collect money, move on with their career. So you men, we have to go and buy eggs. Then the artificial womb will help you incubate. You have your baby if you want. If you don't want, then don't take care of one. That's where the world is going. Can we prepare our children for the future and not just be stereotypical? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. Oh, I'm liking this. Okay, Ojoyola, please go on.
Thank you very much, Honorable Host. Actually, I want to ask a question from my mom, Ajoke Ade. Please, then is it my duty to clean up the child as a man? Like, I am a man, the head of the house. Like, why would I clean up my child's body? It's someone. And also, the second question is that I see a lot of men whereby they'll be baiting for their child. And I feel very disgusted. That why will a man be baiting for a child when he has a wife? It is the duty of the woman. Like, the duty of the woman, why should I be doing this as a man? Then I feel so disgusted seeing a man just baiting for the child. So then, if it's my duty as a man to clean up my child, isn't it my wife's duty? Like, can you just please explain it to me?
Okay. I'll be 35.
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much. Hey. You know, outside here. Okay, please go on.
Okay, I'll be 35 this year. And I'll tell you, my dad baited for me. So if you calculate, in the 90s, my dad baited for me. And he was a marketer. In fact, this old Southwestern marketing manager, one of the French companies, the Hoy companies then. And my dad baited for me when he had the time. So I get it stereotypical when we say we can, it's your child. It's your child, for crying out loud. So can you bait for your wife? So we've had issues when women are invalid and their husbands bait for them. Can you not bait for the child you brought to the world with love? This morning, okay, my husband will do it. I don't know. If he's not available, he won't do it. But I will wake up very early in the morning, preparing for work. He's preparing for work. I'm preparing for work. I'm cooking food. He picks the child, clean up the child. The child get dressed. I feed the child. He takes the child to school. When he's not available, we plan around it. I think the family grows together. I know there is a stereotypical mighty African man, like the black lion, you know, that we always echo. The world has moved beyond that. I know some women are cool with it, but I'm betting it with you. You will remember this Ajoke Ade with a stinking mouth. You would clean up your child. It is your duty as well as your wife's duty. Like, it is nobody's responsibility. It belongs to everybody. Cooking belongs to everybody. If you cannot eat, you cannot cook. If you cannot cook, you cannot eat. So if you don't understand now, I have seen women who owe their husbands a ransom for food. You can't do that for my husband. Someone that is evil, that assaulted himself. So there's really nothing. I hand my money. So my husband cannot even hold me a ransom for money. I respect my husband, but my husband does not treat me like a nanny, like a slave. Everything you just highlighted now are duties of a slave, duties of a machine. Do you, I don't know, you spend, invested so much on a woman and you want to treat her like a slave? A slave can do it. You see, anything a machine can do, a slave can do. You don't need a wife for. So don't marry a woman for what a machine can do. Don't marry a woman for what a slave or a nanny can do. So all these things you highlighted, a nanny can do it. You've got machines that can do it. So are you equating your woman, that woman you will spend so much love on? Okay, now to be cleaning up. No, you guys brought out the child with love. I've never seen anybody where, I don't know, maybe some who rape their women, but children are a product of love. You love the child, you care for the child. What about situations where the mother is not available? Won't the man take care of the child? Okay, those are the category of men that after 6 months, they get married again because they are looking for a slave or maybe a nanny. Anything a machine can do, anything a nanny can do, you don't need a wife for it. So I think we need to recheck, realign. Why do you want a wife? Many of us that say this, when we leave this climb, when you go outside, we treat the women like God, Holy Mary, Mother of God. Somebody is Reverend Holy Mary, Mother of God, but cannot, you know, value the woman in the house. Then something is wrong with us psychologically. Somebody is Reverend Awaya Arubashoma Bale, and you cannot. There's a place, you know, if you make your woman unhappy, there's a way there will be repercussions. It is not, it's not being diabolical, but to make your woman happy, it goes a long way. Just imagine you wake up in the morning, you have your bag, you pick your bag and go to work. I've seen women bait for 4 or 5 children. Why give it to them if you cannot support her? I know it might be difficult, but Ajoke will not do that. I am not that kind of woman. If you are lucky, you got a woman who wants to be a nanny, so be it. But please tell her that you are looking for a nanny when you guys are cutting, so that she'll be able to run for her life. Thank you.
Okay. Now it's getting, it's something, this conversation, I know it needs to be said, because you have many men out there who have similar minds, who have similar point of view. Although we're still discussing, we're still having that conversation with guys, you know, even by the time your woman gets married, gets pregnant, the hormones in your bodies, they change. The level of some hormones are reduced, some increase, some are newly secreted. By the time she gives birth, everything changes too. Your body is new. Your mind is new. Hormones will be secreted that will make you care more, love more, be more careful. You just start being very careful, very loving, very wonderful as a man. Usually, that is the biology and psychology of it. You know, everything changes within you, actually. So I was still telling my brothers, like, if when you give birth, when you see your child crying, you might be like, how much it don't care about long, but it will just something will just move you. So, but we won't spend much time on that today because our time is already exhausted. Next week we'll still have a lot. Cypher would have spoken, but what he said is in a class actually. So I really appreciate today's discussion on our African Youth Parliament. It is something I'll keep watching and listening to. It's something I'll keep in my mind because this is very important as a woman, for men and for women too. Like, you know, we need to shake off the stereotypes. But now, it has now given birth to a new question. In fact, do you now know why we are now confused? Who is a woman? What is marriage? Why should we marry? What is marriage? What are we doing?
I naturally believe that we will definitely have machines in my house, like my own house. So personally, I'm speaking now. I wouldn't like my woman to be washing plates. I don't like washing plates. Me generally, I don't like my woman washing plates. I don't like washing plates too. And whatever I don't like doing, I don't like people doing for me. Even when my, okay. So now we'll get a dishwasher. There'll be washing machine because I sometimes enjoy washing clothes, but not really. Anything Ajoke had even says it, though jokingly, I don't know if she actually knows, but she says it jokingly, but it is very true. I just want to use this opportunity to say that if there's a possibility that I can avoid that work, I will not do it. So if I'm doing something, I'm doing it because I actually need to do it. If there is someone else who can do it, I will not do it. Because that is just my own way. I feel like if a machine can do this thing, let the machine do it. If another person can do it, let another person do it. But unless I feel like, I have to do it myself, or it is something I can actually do, or it is something I can do well, it is something I can do better, then I will do it. But if another person can do it, if another thing can do it, like machine, so in my own house, I know my wife will not wash plates. She will not wash clothes. When I went for my brother's engagement just last month, we were asked to say some things. They said, oh yeah, Eja come on, yeah, it's okay, yeah, we yeah, wow, nile wow, washing machine loan for sure. Nile wow. I'm saying it in Yoruba because Yoruba officer. Nile wow, kini dishwasher loan for bow. Nile
wow.
No, but seriously, men can. Like, we don't want to stress our women, actually. We don't, me, naturally. If I could, I would tell my woman not to work. But, I want her to. The world needs her. Just like the way the world needs her, Jokadi and every other woman out there. The world needs you. So I can't deprive the world of what you are bringing. I can't deprive of the world. Deprive the world of your potentials and your gifts and abilities. So I can't do that, man. Even if I could do it, I won't do it. It will make sense. It's not just good enough. So we want to take care of our women. Let them feel this love. Let them be cherished. I want to marry to pamper. You understand? But now there are now many issues. The only thing I know that is my child. Though my woman was taking care of my child. Well, no, we will do it together, of course. But I really cherish my children. But we can see that Ojo Inola's hand is up. So, Ojo Inola, before we can conclude, now we're already concluding. So, you have just 2 minutes maximum. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Host. I want to ask you a question. He said, if there was someone that would do it, your wife won't wash clothes, she won't wash plates. In fact, there is a machine that can slice onions very well. She won't even do all those trades as long as a machine can do it, if someone can do it. So then, it's good, though. It's not bad. Yeah, it's very good if you take care of your woman. But I want to ask you, how about your children? So your children will not know how to wash clothes. They won't know how to do those house chores as well. Because if your wife doesn't do it, then how will your children know how to do it? And you know, these children, actually, they will come whereby they need to know the value of money. They need to know what they are doing. They need experience as well. Or else,
they will just act as if everything is under their feet.
So what's your opinion? What's your opinion?
Are you going to be an absent father?
Opinion. Okay, this is interesting, but you know, we have designed the next topic will be on this. In fact, thanks for Gomoti Jotele. So, but yeah, really, we will train people we can almost call it menial. It is almost menial when you can use just your hand to do it. It is necessary, but it is not compulsory. They should know how to do it, but they should not be subjected to doing it. When there's a machine that can wash, why don't just, you know, there was once a time when we had to be trekking long distances. But now we don't need to actually trek long distances anymore because there are cars. And I don't think there will ever come a day whereby you will not have a car. At least you have a bicycle. Another instance, Oyinlola, you cannot ride a horse. Do you know why? Because you have never needed to ride a horse. But once upon a time, as a young man, you must be able to ride a horse because you need not be comfortable ride horse. You are traveling from one village to the other without a horse. You will have to be able to ride a horse. And so and so and so. There was once a time whereby we have to cut wood, whether you'd like it or not. And our brother here, Oyinlola, I'm sure you have never placed wood apart from Paco that Daddy told you to carry on. But you have never placed firewood on your head that you are going to the forest or to the bush to fetch firewood, because those days are over. The world is rotating now. Some things are changing. But I think you are trying to say that some things will definitely need to stay. But for that, we'll still put it up for next week, because our time is fast spent and we don't like to overspend time. So now, the next question for next week, you know, we're still talking about African women. This month has been dedicated to the most precious beings on earth, the women. We know it is undoubtedly the most precious. They are the most precious, the most loving, the most valuable asset of the world. That is what women have. Men, don't be jealous. We are coming for you. We are coming for us. Okay, so next week we'll be talking about why I should get married. In fact, why should I get married? Because now we're beginning to see that, are you marrying her because you want to use her? Then, but oh, she won't even be cooking my food. She won't be taking care of my child, really. I'll be doing most of the work too. She won't be doing this for me. She won't be doing this for me. Then why should I marry her? Then the woman too will feel like, well, I'm making my money. I have my food. I have my clothing. I have everything I need. Why do I need this man? And now that there's an artificial womb. Yeah, actually, I've been watching videos on this artificial womb. It is very almost ready. And there's surrogate motherhood now. So why do I even need a woman? I can always have a child. And men, I've spoken to many guys just say, oh, I want to marry you. They don't want that commitment. That
and you have Susie robots that can satisfy you.
No, it's never like the real deal, though. When you shut up.
Silicon, they put. Silicon is more succulent. Even they've been testing you guys before. The women have been injecting silicon in their breasts for a while. Breast cancer have been popular. So men, the current men, their taste bud is silicon.
We will go by. All right, okay. So next week, let's know why should I get married. Joey Lola will be here because I think he's still really boiling right now. I still feel like no, that community any marry mother. What's the essence of this marriage or everything? So, but today we've had a very wonderful conversation. Ajoke Ade has given us a sight, a view from the women's perspective. In fact, from a general perspective, from a modern perspective. And it is interesting. Joey Lola has made us understand that, well, these things is just there. They are traditions for a reason. They are there for family bonding, you know, to bind the child and the mother, to bind the father and the woman, to bind everybody together. That is why we have all these things of childbearing, like back me, I back you, hold me, take care of the child, doing this, doing that. Man should provide. Women should just enjoy and take care of the home. But now, we're having the debate again. Should I even get married when all these standards are being removed? Or when these, let's say, applications, when these rocks are being removed? So next week again, we'll be here. We'd like to appreciate everybody who has joined us today. Everybody who has joined us, who is listening to us right now on Dudu Square FM, the first and only truly Pan-African radio. The only first and truly Pan-African media house. We say a very big thank you to everybody who is listening to us, who is watching us also. So everybody who has joined us on today's conversation, Ojo Oyinlola, we say a very big thank you. Ajoke Ade, we say a very big thank you. Ileri Oluwa, we say a very big thank you. And to everybody in Dudu Square FM, the first and only truly Pan-African radio, we say a very big thank you. Listening to us on YouTube, watching us right now, we say a very big thank you. And to those on Twitter and Facebook, we say a very big thank you. We truly appreciate you. Without you, we won't be here. We say thank you. Have a wonderful week. I am your honorable host, Damine. Have a wonderful week. Thank you very much.
Should not today, don't be tomorrow.
This is Dudu Spray FM, an African radio.